It was not thought to be serious, but 3 days later he died in his tent, asleep. Big Walder shrugged. He was very old, 65, I think, too old for battles. He was always saying he was tired. Little Walder hooted.
Tired of waiting for our grandfather to die, you mean? Does this mean Sir Eamon's the heir now?
Don't be stupid, his cousin said. The sons of the first son come before the second son. Sir Ryman is next in line, and then Edwin, and Black Walder, and Petiah Pimple, and then Aegon, and all his sons.
Ryman is old too, said Little Walder. Past 40, I bet, and he has a bad belly. Do you think he'll be lord?
I'll be lord. I don't care if he is.
Maester Lewin cut in sharply.
You ought to be ashamed of such talk, my lords. Where is your grief? Your uncle is dead.
Yes, said Little Walder. We're very sad.
They weren't, though. Bran got a sick feeling in his belly.
They like the taste of this dish better than I do. He asked Maester Lewin to be excused.
Very well.
The maester rang for help. Hodor must have been busy in the stables. It was Usher who came. She was stronger than Alebelly, though, and had no trouble lifting Bran in her arms and carrying him down the steps.
Usher, Bran asked, as they crossed the yard, do you know the way north, to the wall, and even past?
The way's easy. Look for the ice dragon, and chase the blue star in the rider's eye.
She backed through a door and started up the winding steps.
And there are still giants there, and the rest, the others, and the children of the forest, too?
The giants I've seen, the children I've heard tell of, and the white walkers. Why do you want to know?
Did you ever see a three-eyed crow?
No, she laughed. And I can't say I'd want to.
Usher kicked open the door to his bedchamber and set him in his window seat, where he could watch the yard below. It seemed only a few heartbeats after she took her leave that the door opened again, and Jojen Reed entered unbidden, with his sister Mira behind him.